Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
He covers the Browns for the Chronicle-Telegram, brownzone.com, where you can read all of his work. He's Mr. Scott Petrak. Hello, Scott.
What's up, buddy?
What's going on, guys?
By the way, I can't believe training camp's not that far away.
You're killing me, Jeff.
I know.
You don't have that much time. What do you
Poor
got, about
dude,
a month?
Off the putting green, and we're reminding him of work. That's like talking about when you go back to school.
You got about a month, right?
How many rounds of golf is it?
For you?
How motivated are you?
60? Twice a day.
That works.
Let's go, baby.
It works if I can get that in.
Yeah, I like it. You have a commentary on your website, brownzone.com. Shador Sanders pays speeding tickets, needs to learn from those mistakes. Mm-hmm. He had been impeccably perfect ever since draft day. And then he outdid himself after going 91 by going 101. Okay. First of all, that's how people get killed. Second of all, not a good look, and then you didn't pay your first one in time or whatever. What does he need to learn from this?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's simple. It's slow down on the roads and make better decisions. And when something happens, pay attention to it. To me, 101 is bad enough. But I also get it. I get being 23. I get having a supercharged Ram truck and driving fast and I remember being young and looking down and going 95 and going, oh my gosh, I'm going 95. So, I can put myself there. But I also at least think that when I got tickets back in the day, that then I slowed down for the next week or two at least, because you got to learn that lesson. Yep. And I think it's troublesome to some degree that when he gets a ticket on June 5th, he gets another one going even faster 12 days later. I just think it's a bad sign. It's not, is it awful? I guess that's up to interpretation. I'm not going to rip the guy too hard for it, but I do think it's a bad look. I think he needs to be better. And when you make a mistake, you got to learn from it. And it certainly appears that he didn't in those two instances. So that's where I want to see the growth from Shooter.
Do you believe there'll be any ramifications at training camp, Scott, for such things?
I don't. And if there is, it would be behind the scenes. Do they make him run? I don't even know if you're allowed as a team to do that. I really don't. Yeah. I don't know.
You're not allowed to do that anymore.
Right? I mean, can Kevin Stefanski make him run laps for having speeding tickets? I don't even know if that's allowed.
But, Shador.
You owe me 101 push-ups.
Exactly. But if it were, it would not be when we were watching. So I have no doubt that the Browns, that members of the organization talk to him. I would assume that's Andrew Berry. I would assume it's Kevin Stefanski. I think he's a big enough name and, it's got a lot of attention that they would have talks with Shador Sanders. So the next time we talk to Kevin Stefanski, which I assume will be the start of training camp, that will come up. I would assume he'd say, yes, we addressed it and we trust it. Shador learned his lesson.
Scott Petrak joining us. Brownzone.com covers the Browns for the Chronicle Telegram. Daniel Jeremiah from NFL.com, NFL Network, has made the comment, and we're going to talk about it coming up in a little bit as well, that the Browns need to start one of the rookie quarterbacks. And I looked at Dan when we were talking about it, and I said, I wouldn't be surprised if after that tough stretch of early games, maybe that happens. But I think that guy might be Dylan Gabriel. What do you think?
Well, yeah, I think it's so interesting. And there's so many layers to this quarterback discussion that I think it starts with who gives you the best chance to win week one. And when you hear Joe Batonio and Denzel Ward both say that they believe the best guy's going to start, to me that means a veteran. And it sounds like Joe Flacco to me. I'm not giving Joe Flacco the job right now, but that's what it feels like, that he gives you the best chance as the Browns to win week one and to win early against a really difficult opening stretch of the schedule.
And Scott, let me ask you one thing. The fact that both key veterans are saying the same thing makes it sound to me like a message was sent to the team that, whoever's the best quarterback's going to start here.
Yeah, that's interesting, Jeff. I would agree with you. I think it also speaks to last season, where obviously it went terribly wrong. They go 3-14, and I think guys like Denzel and Joe Batonio are in a spot where they're not in for a long rebuild. They don't want to start 2025, which could be Joe Batonio's final season in the league, and say, yeah, we're going to see what we have with the rookie quarterback. I just don't think there's a stomach for that from guys that are in the league, who have been in the league a long time, that, you know, hear the clock ticking on their careers. I just don't think they're down for that. So I think they probably got that message, but I think there could also be them sending a message that, hey, it's not time to experiment. It's time to win games. And they know if there's a good chance if they start a rookie quarterback and go 0-6, then the season's over, right? So I think it could go both ways there. So I expect a veteran to start. Now, then you get to the, hey, do you need to see the rookies, especially given the fact that the Browns have two first-round picks in 2026? And I completely understand that thinking, and I think I want to say in a perfect world, but it's not a perfect world, because a perfect world for the Browns, and I think their fans, is they win a bunch of games and whoever it is, Joe Flacco starts all season and they win 11 games and go to the playoffs. And then, okay, you don't know who your rookies, you know, you don't know what Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders look like. And I think that's fine, right? If you're winning games and going to the playoffs, but if they're not going to do that, then yeah, you would want to see your rookies. And to answer your question, I would say Dylan Gabriel gets the nod ahead of Shedeur Sanders just from draft position and how the rotation went in the spring. He got repetitions with the first team offense against the first team defense. Shedeur Sanders did not. Having said that, I thought Shedeur Sanders threw the ball much better than Dylan Gabriel did in the 7 practices I got to watch.
Scott Petrak, Chronicle Telegram, BrownZone.com, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. A lot of buzz as well about Deontay Johnson and possibly him being the slot wide receiver. What did you see with him, and do you think he looks like a part of an offense that might be able to take a step forward this year?
Well, if this receiving core is going to be anything besides, I don't know, miserable, he needs to be good. I don't know, I was going to go bad, but miserable sounded better.
That's a great, that worked.
That was as accurate as it's going to come.
That worked.
I think if you're looking at best case scenario, it's Cedric Tillman has a whole season like he had the three games in the middle of last year with Jameis Winston, and Deontay Johnson looks like he did for all those years in Pittsburgh. And then you pair those guys with Jerry Jeudy,
you're pretty
and
good.
It's three good receivers, and you're fine. But if Tillman's hurt or inconsistent and Johnson is where he was last year, which was, you know, getting traded or cut every other week, then it's Jerry Jeudy and a bunch of question marks. And then you're talking about Harold Fannin Jr. playing a bunch in the two tight end sets, which I think is going to happen regardless, but it's counting on him. It's counting on Dylan Sampson, the rookie running back, to line up in the slot. So, you know, I didn't see enough out of Johnson in the mini camp, right? He wasn't there in OTAs when we were out there. You know, I saw him catch some passes, saw him drop a pass in mini camp. You know, I think he's still got the skills. You know, it wasn't that long ago. I mean, you know, it was only last year. He said one bad year, and he's pretty correct there. He had some big numbers heading into last year. So I think there's potential there, but I need to see way more to believe that that he's back to being the player he was, and that 2024 was an aberration and not the rule. And, you know, it's hard to believe. It's hard to say automatically, yeah, he's going to go back to the player, given what a disaster 2024 was for him.
Scott Patrick joining us. You brought up wide receiver. I was going to go bigger picture, but receiver inspires this every time. Do you think Andrew Berry is sitting back and looking at the roster right now and thinking, we're good to go for training camp, and then we'll see? Or do you think there's still some more tinkering, some more tweaking, a free agent or three that might need to be added to this team before they go to camp?
Well, I think there's always the really minor moves. You know, last week they signed a tight end and cut a tight end, right? Bottom of the roster guys. So you're going to see that kind of movement before camp, right? You could see a couple of those guys, whether maybe it's an offensive lineman or defensive lineman. That's where you tend to see the most moves, probably because there's the most bodies there. But when it comes to a significant move, the only one I could see possible is receiver. And I don't get a sense from Andrew Berry that he feels it's necessary, that he feels a sense of urgency to go add to that room. I would disagree with him. You know, and I did, when I mentioned Fannin and Sampson, I think they consider that part of the receiver room. Okay, how are you going to get the passing attack better? Well, we're going to rely on our tight ends more. We're going to rely on our running backs more. But when you just go the wideout position, I feel they're short. And if there's a big move to be made, you know, big in quotation marks, I think it would have to come at the wideout spot.
It's interesting to me that there are still some name wide receivers out there who are free agents, and a number of them that are looking for jobs right now. And I wonder why that is. You know, Keenan Allen, Cooper, Gabe Davis, DJ Chark, who you and I both like. I just find it interesting that there are a number of those guys still looking for a job.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, I think part of that is the abundance of receivers that have come out in the recent draft classes. I think the position is skewed younger, but you know, we talked about Chalk, and I like Gabe Davis. I know he's been inconsistent, but, you know, on this receiver core, is there a spot for Gabe Davis? I would think so. You know, I don't know what kind of money he's looking for, but usually if you make it to this part of the offseason, you're not expecting a big deal. So I also think those guys could be signed right before training camp. You know, like there's no difference if you sign a guy right now versus 3 days before training camp. I don't think that matters. So I wouldn't rule that out. I don't get the sense that, like I said, it's a huge priority for Andrew Berry. But maybe as they continue to study the roster, they think, you know what, let's give it a little boost at that spot.
Play in the morning. It's supposed to be really hot the next 2 days. So get out there now if you're not already on the course.
I'm playing at 1 o'clock. I can handle the heat.
Ooh, look at you.
Go get him.
Have fun.
Avoid the three putts.
Thanks, fellas.
Scott Patrick joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. You can read all of his work at brownzone.com and in the Chronicle Telegram.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Daniel Jeremiah is actually a former scout for the Cleveland Browns. Mm-hmm. And Daniel scouted several times, several other teams in the NFL. And now does great work for the NFL Network. And we've had Daniel on the show before, and he's incredibly knowledgeable, good buddy with Chris Rose, who's on our show a lot. And Daniel just made a recent comment about the Browns quarterback situation there, Mr. Menigan.
Yeah, Daniel Jeremiah hopped on the Rich Eisen show. The idea of the Browns came up, of course, everybody fascinated with the Browns quarterback situation, the two different quarterbacks, Shedeur Sanders falling to the fifth round, of course, all the name and that stuff that comes with it.
People are fascinated by this.
And Rich Eisen asked him about the quarterback situation. Jeremiah really dug into the rookies.
I feel like Flacco probably has his spot reserved, and then it's going to be 3 for 2. So you got those three young guys competing for the two spots. And I would say, you know, based off of Gabriel, where he was picked, based off of the ability, you know, and I go back to Shedeur was my 20th player. He's a first round caliber player. Like talent wise, both those guys, I think, have a huge advantage over Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett has to be light years better than each of them to make the teams. To me, I think Joe Flacco is just in case they don't feel like they can be competent at the position, then you insert Joe. I think their week one starter is going to be, I think it's going to be one of those two rookies.
Daniel Jeremiah thinks the week one starter is one of the two rookies. He's on an island, but it doesn't mean he's on an island that doesn't suddenly become inhabited. Does that make any sense?
I got a feeling there's more people on that island than
you
know.
That's what happened to on Gilligan's Island. They kept getting all these people on that island. They kept showing up. Maybe Jeremiah's going to get a lot of company there. Here's the thing about this. I don't know how, and I personally think it's Pickett, and I think the reason I think Pickett is because everything I know about sports screams, this is the guy who should win this job. But the key word there is win, because it truly, as Scott Petrak just pointed out, as we've heard many people say, it should be a competition. And if it's a competition, to me, the guy who should have the leg up is a young guy who's been a starter, who has, you would think, upside, was at least somebody's idea of a first-round pick, and who has a winning record as a starting quarterback in the NFL, and getting his chance to maybe do what a couple of other quarterbacks around the league have done in the recent years, which is find themselves and then take off. That, to me, screams, that's the guy you want to see win this job. Unless he's not up to it and somebody beats him out, which is just fine. But just looking at it, Dan, if you're the four guys, Pickett screams, this guy should be the starter to me.
The first move that the Browns made when free agency opened to alter this roster was to trade Dorian Thompson-Robinson, and I think it was a fifth-round pick, but a low-round pick.
And they flopped picks.
For Kenny Pickett. I think that is fascinating, that was the first move that this team made, was to go get Kenny Pickett.
And I don't think that can be ignored.
I point to it for the, you know, everybody's got a plan until the plan changes, right? That's how this thing always goes. And The draft did not play out the way that the Cleveland Browns thought that it would play out, hence the reason why there is a third-round quarterback and a fifth-round quarterback on here that Daniel Jeremiah is telling you had a first-round grade, according to him. Because the draft went in a direction that a lot of people did not see coming, and so the plan alters and the plan changes. But I think the Kenny Pickett fascination still remains. They may see something in him, and they may see him being a reclamation project that could help them. And that could maybe be the quarterback of the future as well, because, again, it's a third and a fifth round pick.
And we have dice rolls. Right. People need to remember that. If you drafted Gabriel and Sanders in the first and second rounds, that's one thing. But third and fifth round picks, Terry wrote a great story about calming down basically on Shadur. And it said, 10% of fifth, sixth, seventh round picks become starters in the NFL. And that's just a fact that can't be ignored here, despite everything else. Doesn't mean he couldn't do the great job and become a starter. That'd be great. Same with Dylan Gabriel. But that's why, and Flacco is not your future.
No.
Even though Joe might be able to step in and play and win you a game or two, I would think you need to, in this situation, more so probably than win some games. And maybe making sure you try to win games by playing Flacco. You can try and win games by playing some of the other guys and find out if you have a quarterback. That's you have to do that this year.
It's also an internal philosophy that I have in quarterback development, which is that I think all quarterbacks should have to sit, especially coming off of the college season and the college games. I just think the NFL moves so fast. The reads are so much smaller. The windows are so much smaller. I believe rookie quarterbacks should have to sit and watch, because for every Jaden Daniels and CJ Stroud, you can point to 3 to 4 other guys who've completely flopped out of the first round who are supposed to be surefire,
right,
slam dunk prospects. I mean, Lord knows one of them is sitting on the Cleveland Browns right now in Kenny Pickett, who is a first round pick. Like, these guys should sit, and that will forever alter my judgment as well in wanting to start some of these rookie quarterbacks and wanting to start these guys, because I think these guys just need time, and I think they need to sit in the room and they need to see the game on tape and they need to watch the game from the field level to see how much faster everything is moving compared to what they were dealing with in college. There is nobody on a professional football field who is going to be an accountant next year. There is nobody on a professional football field who is getting a degree in something that they're going to follow throughout life when they do not get drafted. There's nobody on an NFL field that checks that out. Their occupation and life is being in that league, and it's the one thing they are training for and the one thing that they are gunning for. The league is so much faster than the college game. And I think these rookie quarterbacks, and especially a third rounder and a fifth rounder, you need to sit and see that before you hop in there and experience it. I just, that idea and that philosophy, and I trust the hell out of Daniel Jeremiah, and it's nothing personal, but that idea and that philosophy sits in my head and screams so loud. If you want these guys to fail, I would start them week one. If you want Dylan Gabriel to fail, throw him out there week one. If you want Shadur Sanders to fail, throw him out there week one.
All right, let me play devil's advocate on that, though.
Go for it.
What if one of them, I don't care which one, what if them gets into training camp and just clearly looks better than everybody else? Looks better than Pickett, looks better than Flacco, looks better than the other rookie. Especially if it's Dylan Gabriel, who went to UCF as a freshman, ended up being the starter, played well. Transfers to Oklahoma, plays well. Goes to Oregon last year, plays really well. I mean, he's had 6 years of college, 5.5 of them playing football. He was hurt after, three games, I think, at UCF in his third year. I mean, he's played a lot of college football. He might be a guy who, like Russell Wilson, Russell went from NC State to Wisconsin. He might be a guy who's ready to take the field as a third-round draft choice. And if he goes into camp and really looks good, and it looks like the best quarterback, I wouldn't mind starting him.
Well, then let's join Mr. Peabody and Sherman, hop in the Wayback Machine, and go back to when Russell Wilson was drafted, right? How did they do it? They ran the ball 30 to 35 times a game.
And what did the Browns do in the draft along with drafting two quarterbacks?
Do the Browns have a Hall of Fame running back who was a one-man wrecking crew that caused an earthquake in a playoff game because of the run that he busted against the New Orleans
Saints? No, but they have two guys they drafted and another one who's had some success for them.
Some success, not earthquake-level success.
No.
Right. So that's the other side of this. If you are going to commit to the idea of being the 2007, 2008, somewhere later, nonetheless, being the Seattle Seahawks of the Russell Wilson era, where you are turning around, handing the ball off, you are going to play lockdown defense with the Legion of Boom, you are going to confuse people to no end and wreak havoc all over the league with your defense and your ability to run the ball and get your quarterback 15 to 20 throws a game that'll be wide open. If that's the style of ball you want to play and you think that Dylan Gabriel can do that, there's your path.
And see, that's what I think they might
be. But even then, I'd still set them.
But you drafted a tight end. You drafted two running backs. You reinforced your offensive line by signing some key veteran free agents. I think that's exactly what they want to do. And I think Gabriel is the perfect Kevin Stefanski quarterback for that. If he can do what he did in college at the pro level, despite the fact that he's 5'11" on a good day.
The thing with Russ that everybody forgets, because we know Russell Wilson now, and 12 years ago, Russell Wilson is a distant memory.
Much different player. Right? He was good,
fast,
man.
As all get out.
He was really good.
His arm strength, it was nuts. And he could rifle it wherever he needed to at that point. He was as fast as they came, and it was so funny because I think it was Nate Tice. He was working with The Athletic at the time in Yahoo Sports. He wrote a whole piece once. I've worked in the league for an extended period of time. Kid of Mike Tice.
Mike Tice, former Vikings coach.
Right. And he goes, Russell Wilson is Baker Mayfield, except he's fast. And I never thought of it that way until I saw different throw charts and went, holy mackerel, you're right. Russell Wilson is Baker Mayfield, except way more athletic. I don't
even
think
though Baker,
Dylan,
I'm not sure of that comparison because Baker came along a lot later.
Right. But like that was the way that he looked because it was like the throw chart where it was like, okay, he can't see this part of the field, so he don't throw there. He can't see this part of the field, so he won't throw there. Okay. But he'll throw deep. He'll throw beautiful deep balls over the middle, like that kind of stuff. And it was just the way that it all planned out. And I went, you know, it was kind of one of those eye-opening moments. I don't know if Dylan Gabriel has that level of athleticism. And I don't think that Dylan Gabriel has the arm strength plus accuracy of Baker Mayfield that made Baker as good as he was. Well, and is. Like, I don't think those components are there to go with it. Russell Wilson fell to the third round because at that point we saw short quarterback and went, this can't work. There's no way this will work. It hasn't worked since Doug Flutie. Well, then Drew Brees came around, and that bucked it a little bit. And then Russell Wilson came around, and that bucked it a little bit. And now Baker Mayfield is in, and that's bucking it as well. And you could point to Kyler Murray and his level of success and so on and so forth down the line we go. But it was just a different philosophy at that point. I think Russ was more skilled at that point than Dylan Gabriel is now. That's the thing that would slow me up in wanting to make that comparison.
Okay. All right. Obviously, this is something we'll be talking about in the days, weeks, months ahead.
Does that make any modicum of sense, by the way? Or am I just babbling?
It's open for debate.
Okay. 11:40 is Menigan an idiot. 216474.
That wouldn't last a whole segment.
Too much of a consensus, yeah, too fast.
I think everybody's going to be right there one way or the other. They're going to nail that one. What is coming up here in just a few minutes, ESPN put together a little exercise. The NFL all-quarter century team. They included coaches and everything else. There are a couple of guys in orange helmets on this thing. We're going to touch on that coming up. It's Baskin and Phelps. Menigan in for Andy today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Jeff Phelps, Dan Menigan, my partner today, basking out today, enjoying the heat.
You do realize every time you bring up to Scott when training camp starts, it's the equivalent of looking at a kid and going, when do you go back to school?
Yes, I do it on purpose.
Okay. I just want to make sure that that's been established.
Well,
that was the worst when I was a kid. You would get these adults that would be like, oh, when do you go back? And you're like, no.
Too soon, woman.
Stop. The worst. Ugh. I hated that question.
Well, what we know now is that summer is actually here. If you don't know that, well, by golly, you should, because it's going to be 90-some-odd degrees today. The folks at ESPN commissioned a couple of guys to put together something. One guy I know has been on our show, Aaron Schatz, an NFL analyst. Daniel, you've had him on the show. And Seth Walder put together a team, and it's the NFL all-quarter century team, since we're in 2025. Best 53-man roster and coaches. So it wasn't just, you know, like, who's the best running back, that type of thing. So they put this thing together, and it was based on your productivity in a year that starts in two. So you could have been a player who came into the league in 1990, and you were still playing, but it's just based on your productivity from a year that starts in two.
Okay.
And I thought it was pretty interesting, and we'll just hit some of the highlights on it, but there are a couple of guys on it that we're going to want to pay particular attention to. Quarterbacks, I think, are pretty easy. Brady, Manning, Mahomes.
Yeah, I'd do it.
They also did a practice squad. They put Aaron Rodgers and Drew Brees on their practice squad.
Those would also do it.
Yeah, hard to argue with that.
Yeah.
Their number one running back. You'll never get it, ever. You will not get it.
I would say LaDainian Tomlinson would be mine.
He was on their practice squad.
Mm.
Priest Holmes.
His peak was insane. That dude was so good. The problem is once he left, Larry Johnson took over after that, and he also had success. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people were kind of like, well, it might be just the system the Chiefs are running.
That was something to think about. That's for sure.
By the way, I can remember two Chiefs running backs, and yet finding my keys was a 10-minute endeavor this morning. Just continue.
Priest Holmes was their number one running back, which I thought was kind of interesting. So good for him on that. I just lost the thing on my computer.
That is interesting because I would have thought Jamal Charles would have been on there as well.
Yeah.
Because he was unbelievable until he got hurt.
He was really good.
Yeah.
It was Christian McCaffrey and Derrick Henry.
CMC. Yeah, those two make sense.
And then LaDainian Tomlinson was on their practice squad. They had a fullback. Pride of the Cloverleaf Colts, Kyle Juszczyk.
That makes sense.
From Medina County.
That makes sense.
Yeah, nice job, Kyle.
It would either be him or Lorenzo Neal. Those are the only two fullbacks I could think. Oh, Mike Allstott, I guess, technically was
Mike
a fullback.
Mike Allstott was tough.
Yeah.
Receivers, and if you're the Browns, I think you want to pay attention to this. Receivers, Randy Moss, Calvin Johnson, Julio Jones, T.O., Terrell Owens, Marvin Harrison, Justin Jefferson. What do all those guys have in common except maybe Marvin?
Tall?
Yep. All great, big, physical, tall wide receivers.
I got that going for me.
Yeah. And their practice squad guys were Antonio Brown, who's has some issues to deal with, and another big, strong, tall, physical wide receiver in Andre Johnson.
I was going to say, that's the name that was missing.
Yeah. He had they put three tight ends on this team, Gronk, Travis Kelce, Tony Gonzalez. With Antonio Gates, the Kent Stater on the practice squad.
That makes sense. He would be third.
I don't know, man. Antonio Gates was really good.
So is Tony Gonzalez, though.
I know.
Tony Gonzalez.
See, I mean, how do you argue with Gronk or Kelce or Gonzalez or Gates?
Yeah.
They had to put somebody on the practice squad.
That's the thing with these lists is somebody's going to end up
This is
personally.
Joe Thomas is the starting left tackle.
Makes total sense.
The other left tackle is Trent Williams.
That also makes
that
total
also
sense.
Makes perfect sense. And they real quick little summation on Joe in his 11 pro seasons, the mostly woebegone Browns.
Great word.
Thomas failed to reach the Pro Bowl only one time. That was in 2017, his final year. Six first team All Pro selections since 2000, or two more than any other tackle in that span, making him a slam dunk choice for this team. Couldn't agree more. You know, the funny thing about it, and if you look at Joe now and you see Joe, I mean, what a positive guy. He was positive when he played and everything else. I still look at Joe Thomas's career here and I just think, dang it.
How did you
not capitalize on one of the greatest offensive linemen to ever play the game?
We all know the answer. I mean, it's as simple.
Yeah, I know.
It's sadly as simple as it comes. It's a really simple answer, which is that they had 150
different plans. You never gave them a quarterback.
Yeah. They had 150 different plans, and they followed none of them.
Yeah.
It just was this perpetual hunt for instant gratification.
Yep. Jason Kelce was the center on this team.
Makes sense.
Yep. The only one. They thought about Marquise Pouncey, but he didn't get the gig. And Then they listed a couple other guys. Then you move to the defense. They had four edge rushers. And this is an all quarter of a century team, first quarter of the 2000s. DeMarcus Ware, Jared Allen, Julius Peppers. On the practice squad, TJ Watt and Michael Strahan. Their fourth starter, Miles Garrett.
Yeah, one man wrecking crew.
Ahead of T.J. Watt and Michael Strahan.
One-man wrecking crew. I mean, that's how you will describe Miles Garrett when he goes into the Hall of Fame. One-man wrecking crew.
And what they wrote about Miles, no edge player since he's entered the league in 2017 has accumulated more pass rush wins than his 522. And it's ahead of T.J. Watt by a bunch, who has 467.
Miles Garrett and the complaints that people would have of Miles Garrett would always make my head spin a little bit.
Still make my head spin.
Because you would get these people, and you'll hear it every so often, of people going, well, he never gets the big sack when you need it. And it's like, what does that even mean? You're rushing the quarterback. You're getting him off his platform. You're flushing him out. You know, they do get paid to make plays, too. And they have two guys on him at any given time. And the best pass rusher he ever had on the other side was 1 year of Jadeveon Clowney.
That's true.
A guy who then didn't go any further on the team because he refused to go in on a third down and had to get, you know, ejected at the end of the season when they probably wanted to keep him.
They said that Miles did all this with the pass rush wins, blowing away TJ Watt in that, despite having the third highest double team rate, 27% of all qualifying edge rushers.
It's why I think this year is going to be really interesting watching that defensive line, because if you're going to put Mason Graham there and you're going to put Mike Hall there, and you're going to,
as long as Michael Hall's healthy.
Exactly.
And on the field.
And Obo Okoronkwo, and those four are going to get after it there. It's going to be tough to double team him. It's going to be tough to double team Myles Garrett, because those other three can get some sacks and they can get after the quarterback too and get him off platform.
I would agree with that. They said Miles has made the most of his eight seasons, first team all pro nod four times in that. Those are the two Browns who made it. The D tackles were Aaron Donald, Calais Campbell, Chris Jones.
Yep.
I can see those. No Brown was even an alternate or on their practice squad. But it's an interesting little exercise. I love it when they look back and do stuff like that. Denzel Ward did not make it at corner.
That would have been the only other one I would have thrown out.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. And I wonder, you know, moving forward, is he a guy who moves into that caliber? The guys who were at the corner were Darrell Revis, Champ Bailey, Rondae Barber, Richard Sherman, Patrick Peterson, and Jalen Ramsey as the practice squatter.
All of that checks out.
How do you argue with that, right?
I can't argue with it, but I know Patrick Peterson will be the one a lot of people will go after, and it's just because the, you know, kind of like the Joe Thomas thing. The Arizona Cardinals have been a bad football team for a while, so you don't really watch a lot of cornerback play when your football team is bad.
Yep. Justin Tucker was the kicker, Shane Leckler the punter, Devin Hester return specialist. So good for them. Coaching staff, you ready, Daniel?
They went Hester over Josh Cribbs. Interesting.
Yeah, they did.
That's really fascinating.
Hester's in the Hall of Fame, and their practice squatter was Cordero Patterson.
I think they just wanted him as a running back.
Guy's tough as a running back. Who is the head coach?
Bill.
Yep, that's exactly right. Who is the offensive coordinator?
Andy Reid.
Kyle Shanahan.
I'll be darned.
Yeah, they took him as coordinators. And then I love this one. The defensive coordinator was Wade Phillips, son of Bum. So there you go. You know, Wade is perfect example. Wade was okay as a head coach with Buffalo and with Denver. He was okay, but he wasn't great. And sometimes a guy just never gets that chance to really pop as a head coach. I remember when the Browns hired Bud Carson as head coach, and Bud came in, and Ernie Accorsi, who is a tremendous general manager, he was absolutely convinced that Bud Carson would make the transition from top-notch defensive coordinator to top-notch head coach. And I remember Ernie telling me afterwards, I was so convinced that guy was going to be a great head coach, and it just didn't work here. And the day that they hired Bill Belichick, we're in a press conference, and Ernie was just leaning up against a wall like somebody stole his dog. He did not look happy. There was Bill, and pretty soon Ernie was in New York.
There's nothing wrong with those guys. There's nothing wrong with the guys who are fantastic coordinators and bad head coaches. I mean, gosh, Norv Turner was the perfect example of a great offensive mind, not a great head coach. You know, kind of had a couple 10-win seasons, that kind of stuff, but never made a whole lot of noise. It's just not where he belonged. He belonged as an offensive coordinator. You know, there's some of those guys who are just like that. They're just wired in that way that, hey, I'm here to, you know, basically be the head coach on offense, or I'm here to be the head coach on defense. I'm not here to be the total, you know, CEO of an organization that stands in front and listens to and talks to the media every single day and deals with all of those things. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, nothing wrong with that at all, is there? Coming up at 1 o'clock, Travis Hafner, former Indians first baseman, is going to join us. Coming up next, according to Sham Sharania, the NBA guru for ESPN, Cavaliers were in on the Kevin Durant trade talks. They were a wild card in the Durant trade talks. Maybe the core four is not as set as we are led to believe that it is, folks. Is that good? Our thoughts coming up on that, because I'm not so sure that the core four is set in stone, especially with the draft coming up this week and all kinds of things. It's Baskin and Phelps with Menigan on the Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.